From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, welcome back with me, Rahma. In today's edition, we will present some segments to you, beginning from news, spotlight of the week, and other interesting info, as well as Indonesian songs. Well, listener, we begin with news, so stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz, and website voanews.id.
Here is the news, first the headlines. President Joko Widodo reviews stocks prices of food commodities. Indonesian search and rescue in Nasar team deploys personnel to locate victims in Turkey's quake. Now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo visited the Wonokromo market in Surabaya City, East Java, Saturday to check the stocks and prices of food commodities such as rice, cooking oil, and eggs. According to Joko Widodo, the pricing for rice in the market was quite good, thereby indicating that market operations conducted by the state-owned logistic agency Bulog to stabilize rice prices were already underway. President Joko Widodo remarked that several regions had entered the main harvest season that lasts from the end of February to early March. With this harvest season, the head of state is optimistic of more abundant rice stocks that will in turn affect the price of the commodity in the market. The president estimates that the national harvest area in February 2023 will reach 1 million hectares, while in March he projected it to reach 1.9 million hectares. The Indonesian Search and Rescue, or INASAR team, has deployed 14 personnel at the Sector A operating point in Antakya, Hatay Province, Turkey, to locate victims reported missing following the February 6, 2023 quake. The personnel, who are members of the charity team, are supported by a sniffer dog of the K9 category. INASAR team leader Yopi Haryadi informed in an official statement received from the National Disaster Mitigation Agency on Saturday that another team was deployed in the Diyarbakir area to Indonesian citizens. INASAR, which is under the National Search and Rescue Agency, is a user team with a medium qualification from the International Search and Rescue Advisory Group, or INSARAG. Indonesian Finance Minister Sri Mulyani Indrawati believes that no country could single-handedly resolve the climate crisis through individual action, as it had turned out to be an issue of global proportion. She stated at the Munich Security Conference as observed in Jakarta Saturday at the conference organized with the theme of Power Shift, Geopolitics of the Green Transition. The minister advocated for collaboration among countries to address the issue of climate change. She pointed out that countries in the global south are the most vulnerable to encounter issues in addressing climate change, particularly in terms of the capital and technology aspects. Moreover, several countries in the global south have no access to additional capital to develop renewable energy potentials outside of solar energy. Hence, it is highlighted that the urgent need to address the issue properly and more fortunate countries must not neglect those nations and should assist them, she affirmed. The European Union is urgently exploring ways for its member countries to team up to buy munitions to help Ukraine following warnings from Kyiv that its forces need more supplies quickly. European Union foreign ministers are expected to discuss the idea of joint procurement of 155mm artillery shells at a meeting in Brussels on Monday, February the 20th. On Saturday, European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen urged the European Union's member states to come together to get more ammunition to Kyiv as soon as possible. While no decisions are expected on Monday, European Union diplomats and officials said there was a strong desire to move quickly. European Union diplomats and officials said there was a strong desire to move quickly. Syrian state news reported that Israeli airstrikes targeted a residential neighborhood in central Damascus early on Sunday, February the 19th. Syrian state media agency Sana, citing a source in the Damascus Police Command, reported that an unspecified number of people had been killed and wounded. Loud explosions were heard over the capital around 12:30 a.m. local time, and Sana reported that Syrian air defenses were confronting hostile targets in the sky around Damascus. There was no immediate statement from Israel on the attack. Israeli airstrikes frequently target sites in the vicinity of Damascus. The Saturday night strikes were the first since a devastating 7.8 magnitude earthquake hit Turkey and Syria on February the 6th. A group of Chinese officials arrived in Taiwan on Saturday, February the 18th, on the first visit in 3 years since the COVID-19 pandemic began, to attend a cultural event at a time of soaring military tensions across the Taiwan Strait. Taiwan's government this week allowed the trip of 6 officials led by Liu Xiaodong, deputy head of the Shanghai office of China's Taiwan Affairs Office, to attend the Lantern Festival in Taipei at the invitation of the city government. Taiwan's China Policymaking Mainland Affairs Council said the group has been allowed to come as long as they keep low profile, and it hoped their visit would promote mutual understanding and healthy and orderly exchanges going forward. Last item. The death toll from Cyclone Gabrielle in New Zealand climbed to 11 on Sunday as thousands of people remained missing a week after the storm struck the country's North Island. The cyclone hit the North Island's uppermost region on February 12 and tracked down the east coast, inflicting widespread devastation. Prime Minister Chris Hipkins has called Gabrielle New Zealand's biggest natural disaster this century. Recovery efforts continued, with teams from Auckland Council carrying out rapid building assessment on damaged homes in the coastal areas of Muriwai and Piha, about 60 kilometers west of the nation's largest city, Auckland. That was the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. This week's spotlight is on Erick Thohir, elected as chairman of the Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI. Erick Thohir was officially elected as general chair of the Indonesian Football Association, or PSSI, for the 2023-2027 period. This decision was taken after the Extraordinary Congress of the Indonesian Football Association in Jakarta last Thursday, February the 16th. Erick Thohir won with 64 votes out of a total of 86 votes, while Lanyala got 22 votes. After being elected, Erick Thohir said he plans to hold a workshop in the near future to find a formula to improve national football performance. According to him, in the workshop, all parties will be given the opportunity to discuss and are expected to produce an agreement to be implemented jointly. After that, he claimed that he would also invite all parties involved in the workshop to develop a short-term blueprint or working basis. Once completed, then the concrete plan will be conveyed to the public through the media. Erick Thohir also proposed changing the PSSI statute regarding the number of women on the Executive Committee, or EXCO, in the National Football Parent Organization. He proposed representing women in football up to 25%. Based on the 2019 PSSI statute, precisely in paragraph 2 of Article 38, it is stated that at least 1 out of 12 PSSI EXCO members is a woman. According to Erick, Based on his experience as a member of the International Sports Committee IOC, this number is very few compared to regulations in the world of international sports, which require that there be at least 30% women in each management. He stressed that women should be more and more involved in football in Indonesia. Apart from women, Eric also indicated that he should involve several young people in his management because it relates to the current generation era. That was this week's Spotlight. I'll begin today in history with February 19, 1948. Southeast Asian Youth and Student Conference for Freedom and Independence begins. The Conference of Youth and Students of Southeast Asia Fighting for Freedom and Independence was held in Calcutta, India from February 19 until 23, 1948. This conference was organized by the World Federation of Democratic Youth and the International Union of Students. This conference is claimed to be the starting point of a series of armed uprisings in Asian countries. The conference was attended by delegates from Burma, China, Ceylon, India, Indonesia, Malaya, Nepal, Pakistan, the Philippines, the Soviet Union, and Vietnam. Turning to February 19, 1960, the Chinese research rocket prototype T-7 launched. T-7 is the name of China's first-sounding rocket launch into orbit. The T-7 prototype was launched for the first time on February 19, 1960, and the rocket was launched on September 13, 1960. The T-7 carried a payload of 25 kilograms to an altitude of 58 kilometers. The T-7 has a length of 8 meters, a launch weight of 1,138 kilograms, and a diameter of 45 centimeters. Sounding rocket is also known as a research rocket. The rocket is designed to carry out measurements and conduct scientific experiments during such suborbital flights. I conclude today in history with February 19, 1986, the Akaraipatu Massacre. The Akaraipatu Massacre occurred on February 19, 1986, when around 80 Tamil agriculture workers were allegedly killed by Sri Lankan army personnel. Their bodies were burnt in the eastern province of Sri Lanka. The incident came to light just days later after community leaders visited a remote location near the town of Akaraipatu where agricultural workers were shot. That was today in history.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listener wherever you are who have sent their letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering their letters or emails. I would like to reply a letter from Stefan Lipsius in Germany. Thank you for your greeting and a beautiful New Year's card. I wish you are happy and in good condition and well-being throughout this year. Well, as appreciation, I will play a beautiful song special for you. Here is the song.
Kamu itu indah dalam hidupku. Kulukis wajah kamu dalam ruangku. Dan kau bahagia seluruh relung hati aku. Ku ingat hari Minggu kita berdua.
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Today's edition will give information on My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on pencak silat performances featured in the Indonesian Qatar Cultural Year. The Indonesian Embassy in Doha, Qatar, collaborated with the government of Qatar in the Qatar National Sports Day by presenting a pencak silat performance at Multaka Plaza Education City Complex Al Rayyan Qatar on Tuesday, February the 13th. The pencak silat performance marks and welcomes the start of the 2023 Indonesia Qatar Cultural Year. At least 5 Indonesian fighters demonstrated their skills in the cultural promotion. In organizing the event, the Indonesian Embassy in Doha collaborated with Qatar Museums, Qatar Foundations, the Association of Indonesian Communities in Qatar, and the Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of Indonesia. The Indonesian Embassy in Doha deliberately displays pencak silat as one of the menus for the 2023 Indonesia Qatar Cultural Year series, bearing in mind the noble meaning of this sport. For the Indonesian people, pencak silat is not just a sport but also a culture that has been passed down from generation to generation. In fact, pencak silat has also been included in the representatives list of the Intangible Cultural Heritage of Humanity by UNESCO in 2019. This proves that UNESCO recognizes that pencak silat has become the identity and unifier of the Indonesian nation because it contains the values of friendship, mutual respect, and promotes social cohesion. Indonesian Ambassador to Qatar, Ridwan Hassan, said he believes that nothing unites the world better than sports, so global understanding in sports definitely plays a big role for better cooperation. Meanwhile, Sheikha Al-Naimi from Qatar Foundation said that she was proud and very happy with the presence of the Indonesian pencak silat team and believes this is the right way to bring the culture of the two nations closer. Apart from pencak silat, the Indonesian Embassy in Doha also presented various art performances from the Indonesian diaspora such as angklung and traditional dances. That was My Indonesia Today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we will reply to an email from Rizky Rosianto, who lives in Bekasi, West Java, Indonesia. He was listening to English programs through frequency 4750 kHz at 10:29 to 11 a.m. UTC with SINPO 54455. Hello, Rosianto. Thank you for your reception report. What is your favorite segment of our English programs? You can send your suggestion or criticism through our social media. Please keep listening to Voice of Indonesia and send your reception report. Well, Mr. Rizky Rosianto, here is the beautiful song special for you. Enjoy!
Kau, diam-diam aku jatuh cinta kepadamu. Ku bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu ku berkata di depanmu. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Bosan sudah ku menyimpan rasa kepadamu, tapi tak mampu. Ku berkata di depanmu, aku tak mudah mencintai, tak mudah bilang cinta. Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Tak bisa ku paksakan dirimu untuk jadi kekasihku bila tak jodohku. Aku tak mudah mencintai, tapi mengapa denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tapi mengapa kini denganmu aku jatuh cinta? Tuhan tolong dengarkanku, beri aku dia. Tapi jika belum jodoh, aku bisa apa? Aku bisa apa?
You're still tuned to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, on the frequency 3325 kHz and website voinews.id. Listener, for the next segment, we'll present Indonesian Wonder, which tells about Indonesian tourism and local wisdom.
Tigawarna Beach, which opened in 2014, is one of the favorite beaches in Malang. It is located in Tambak Rejo Village, precisely in the Sendang Biru Conservation Area, Sumber Mancing Wetan District, Malang Regency, East Jawa Province. This water tourism object is included in the Celungup Mangrove Conservation, so it is an area that is still very clean. It has a panoramic view of the bright sea that soothes the eyes. Not only that, the stretch of white sand is so wonderful while the waves are not so big, even tend to be calm. Tigawarna Beach looks beautiful because it is surrounded by hills overgrown with mangrove forest. The hills from a distance look like green mounds. Therefore, the air on this beach area feels cool even though the sun is very hot. The most interesting view is the color of the sea. This beach has three attractive colors, namely blue, green, and reddish brown, hence the name Tiga Warna, which means three colors. It indicates the depth of the seawater. Reddish brown means it is close to the shoreline. For seawater that is green, it means it is located in the shallowest part, while blue sea water indicates the location is on the deepest side. Tigawarna Beach is also known as one of the best spots to see beautiful underwater coral reefs. Visitors can see various kinds of coral reefs directly by snorkeling. In addition, there are also many fascinating marine biota. At dusk, this beach presents a charming sunset view. Visitors will be amazed by the changing color of the sky from blue to orange. The seawater also changes color to reddish when exposed to sunlight. Even though it is located in the Southern Sea of Java, known for its big waves, Tigawarna Beach has calm waves and is okay for swimming. Visitors can safely plunge into the fresh, colorful seawater. In fact, the beach is the most pleasant place for activities such as strolling, playing beach volleyball, or building sandcastles. was Indonesian Wonder today. We will meet again tomorrow with a different topic.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Before we end our segment listeners' mailbag, I will read an email from Amir Jamil in Pakistan. He sent an email dated February 13, 2023. In his email, he enclosed two cards about World Radio Day. Hello, sir. Thank you for your email and also beautiful cards. This year, World Radio Day theme Radio and Peace. Voice of Indonesia presented special interviews with some people who work in the fields of radio broadcasting industry. If you miss the interviews, you can watch on YouTube channel VOI Official. Well, listening wherever you are, before I sign out from listeners' mailbag, I will play a beautiful song to brighten up your day. Check this one out.
Hey, hey, hey. Kau mengejar, ku menghindar. Kau dekati, kau menghilang. Ku mencari, aku tak mengerti mengapa bayangmu di hatiku. Bilang saja jika kau mau. Bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong, dan kau beri cinta yang tak. Kau seseorang yang aku cari. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kau mau, aku juga mau padamu. Kita tak perlu risau bersalah karena mencari suasana hati. Beberapa kali bertemu, kau curi mata, hati bicara. Kau tunggu apa lagi? Yeah, yeah. Kau mengisi hariku yang dan kau beri cinta yang tak bohong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kau mengisi hariku yang kosong. Kau seseorang yang aku cari. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki. Kejar aku lagi sampai kau miliki.
That was the third song of the day from Voice of Indonesia. For the next segment, we present you Miscellany.
Five industrial engineering students at the University of Muhammadiyah Malang or UMM collaborated to innovate medical check-up devices that the community could use independently. The innovative tool designed by the five students is named MedUp Machine or Medical Check-up Machine. A member of the team, Andika Muhammad Zaki, explained the background to this activity was due to a lack of public awareness for thorough and routine health check-up. MedUp Machine makes it easier for people to do medical checkups, especially for those from middle to lower income. There are several ways the machine works, which starts with payments via e-money by the user by following the instruction on the screen. Then the user is asked to answer a number of questions regarding medical history first. This machine has several health checks, including checking height, eyes, blood pressure, body temperature, oxygen saturation, and a swab test. The design all of these checks with self-service or independently, and is also good security protection and is easy for people to use. That was Miscellany.
Sedikit pekat saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Di sisimu ini hanya halusinasi, memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati, kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri. Sedikit bekas saja akan kehadiranku. Ku bukan angin lalu, ku juga bisa jenuh. Ku tak tahu maumu, walau sering bertemu. Jangan hanya kau butuh, baru aja ketemu. Bagaimana cara buat kamu mengerti? Ada aku
di sisimu,
ini hanya halusinasi, memilikimu saat mimpi. Sampai kapan terus begini? Ku wanita punya hati, kalau hati bisa memilih, ku ingin kau ada di sisi. Tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri. Sisi, tapi ku takkan paksa diri, karena ku tahu diri, karena ku tahu diri, karena ku tahu diri.
Voice of Indonesia.
VOI listener, today's edition of Music Corner presents you a song by one of Indonesia's pop divas, Rosa. Sri Rosa Roslaina Handiani, or known as Rosa, was born in Sumedang, West Java, October 9, 1978. Rosa released her latest song titled Lupakan Cinta on February 10, 2023. The song is on her latest album, Another Journey, The Beginning. The song is created by a young Indonesian female singer who is enjoying fame, Mahalini. Each lyric has a deep and heart-wrenching meaning. Lupakan Cinta, which in English means forget love, tells about a couple who have broken up, but her ex wants to go back. However, she chooses to stay single, but she wants to see first how he will struggle to get her back. Well, listener, here is Rosa with the latest single, Lupakan Cinta. Happy listening.
Cinta.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Kau boleh ajukan diriku dan anggap ku tak ada, tapi takkan merubah perasaanku kepadamu. Ku yakin pasti suatu saat semua akan terjadi. Kau akan mencintaiku dan tak akan pernah melepasku.
Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
So much for listening to our English programs on Voice of Indonesia through shortwave frequency 3325 and 475 kHz, website voanews.id and RRI Play Your mobile app. Please give your suggestion and criticism through our Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, Instagram at VOI_official. Follow us on TikTok as well, VOI_official, and YouTube channel, VOI Official. I'm Rahma signing out. Have a good day, and keep listening to Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.